And it is part two as we are joined again by the psychic Deb and the cynic Chris from Timeless Presentations. Of course, Deb is a psychic and Chris is the cynic, but they pair up together because Deb wants to tell you the ghost stories and Chris wants to try and give you a reason why these stories are happening. But there is one story that we were talking about in the last segment that really caught Chris's eye and actually I think gave you goosebumps, correct?
Well, yeah, I think we told you guys this story, and
this was my favorite one. Yeah, this was a good one.
And this is really kind of the first time that she really caught my attention with some things that just seemed to be too much more than coincidence, if you know what I mean. So do you remember this one, Deb? We were out walking it was probably our second or third tour as Lincoln and the Lady, walking and doing our historic ghost tour, and we were about to enter a historic property in town. What, you remember?
Well, we were actually coming off of a historic property, and everybody was sitting down, and I had been contacted by spirit.
But before we entered the property,
you
kind of tapped me on the shoulder, because I looked at you and I said, "Are you okay?" Because you were looking a little weirder than usual, you know? And I said, "Are you okay?" And you said, "Well, no, not really. There's a spirit bothering me or something, and you may have to handle the tour for a little bit." So I'm like, "Okay, I'm on it. Go ahead." And you just said, "Kind of keep an eye on me." And so we ended up stopping after we got out of that property at this other place where we sit on some steps and tell some other stories. And I'm just about to start telling a story, and what did you do?
I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "Chris,
yeah.
I have never done this before in front of you. But there's been this spirit, and he's been bothering me, and he won't let me go, and I've been collecting information from him."
Oh, yeah.
So here it is.
And I go, "Uh-oh, here we go," hit my head and go, "What's it going to be?" So what'd you say?
I had never done this in front of you or so.
Right.
Anyway, I said, "Okay, there is a man here,"
mm-hmm.
and he was an older man, maybe in his 60s, and he walked with a cane late.
And this is, let's get this straight. This is what you're announcing to a group of 40 tour people.
Right.
So I'm going, "What's she coming up with now, you guys? What's this all going to be?" And I don't even know. So in front of 40 people, you say, "There's this."
I finally got in a word.
Yeah.
And what I said is that this spirit is a man who recently passed away, and he goes by the name of Al, even though that was his middle name. His real name was John. And he walked with a cane. And he wants to get a message to somebody here in the crowd that he's made it to heaven, and heaven is wonderful.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said, and I go, "Oh, my God, here we go." And so we look around the group, and
What are the looks? Yeah, what's the looks of the faces of the people?
Well, they're kind of enjoying this thing and thinking it's pretty neat, but nobody raises their hand or says anything, so I go, and she goes, "Well, okay, that's okay. We'll just continue on with the tour or whatever." And so we did, and we just kind of passed it. We told some of our other cool stories, kept on going. And so we get back to the location where we end the tour, and we're starting to tell our final story there. And one of the people that's on the tour, big guy, we'd never met him before, steps up, and he just says, excuse me. Does anyone, can I say something?" I says, "Of course, go ahead." And he says, "I just want everybody to know I was really kind of taken back when Debbie told that, or Mary told that story related to Al. I want everybody to know that my father passed away toward the beginning of this year, and his name was John, but his middle name was Alfred. Everybody called him Al, and he did walk with a limp, and he always let us know that when he was in heaven, he would say, let us know somehow that he was there."
Oh,
God.
And what heaven was like.
And everybody gets chills, and I still get chills
God.
When I tell that story. I mean, how could she
hit I have
that
them now,
the
and
head?
There's no draft in the room, I can tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so I tell that story often because I really sincerely, even though I'm the cynic, do believe that certain people are more intuitive than others. I think, you know, people that say they are mediums or something, I think they're for real, even though I'm cynical. And so I think there's definitely something to it. What do you guys think?
You mentioned something the other day when we were walking through the Phoenix Hotel that you think that females are a little more sensitive to spirits and stuff.
I do, and maybe that's because guys put up a natural wall or feel like they have to be tougher, or maybe we're just more simple as beings otherwise. I mean, we need TV, beer, food, and maybe one or two other things.
Yeah, we don't need much of anything else.
We're all happy, and women need lots of other things, shoes, shopping, attention, whatever it might be, and that's all. Ow! Don't hit me. No. But, yeah, I mean, just my direct experience with tours that we've been on is overall the women seem to be more sensitive to feeling and seeing and experiencing things than the men are. That doesn't mean that there aren't men out there that it happens to, though.
There were certain things while we were walking through the hotel and very, very specific times where we just got this dizzy feeling and this just like drunk feeling. And you'll see it on the video as we speak about it a lot. And when you take the tours of the hotel, you have people write down their experiences, and almost everybody puts the same things down: drunk, dizzy, and I felt that overwhelmingly in certain moments.
I kind of felt that way when I left too. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't believe I'm still feeling this.
So when you go on the live investigation with us, you are the ghost investigator, and we give you a notebook and pen, and the first time you write down your impressions of what you're picking up, smelling, seeing, sensing, because then we compare it to see what it compares to what other people have experienced there, and then we identify what has happened in the past, and the historical confirmations continue to this day.
And you guys remember, you both were standing there, not only that little hallway that we had you both walk down where, Faith, you walked down and back, and you said, oh, my God, I feel drunk and dizzy. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was dizzy, and as you started walking down the hall, J.D., I whispered in your ear, what did I say to you?
She's going to be dizzy.
And what did she say right walking back down the hall?
She said, I'm dizzy.
Right. See, and you guys both felt like a dizziness or a drunkenness downstairs, and then we have this packet of cards from previous tours, and I pulled out the card and flipped it and showed you guys, and it said
dizzy.
Dizzy and drunk. So it's kind of funny and interesting to me as more of a casual observer, cynic, the way same things seem to happen all the time.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you that one time I walked down the hallway and I felt like I needed to turn around. I had this sensation or whatever that I needed to turn around, and you guys had all walked ahead of me, and I turned around and there was nothing there, but I felt something that said
some type of presence there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if they want to go on this tour of the Hotel Phoenix themselves, if anyone wants to do that, how do they get in touch with you for that?
Right now, our season has kind of come to an end a little bit because our tour schedule, the hotel is not heated. As you guys remember, you were cold sometimes, and it's going to get only colder. We probably do have some time possibly for some private tours, which is you have to have a group. But if you just go on to the timelesspresentations.com or spiritsofbloomington.com website, you can get some information, and we'll respond to you that way.
Thank you very much. Deb, the psychic, and Chris, the cynic. Timeless Presentations is your business in town, and we had a very, very enjoyable time.
And welcome aboard, Faith, the psychic, and J.D., the cynic now.
Absolutely.
Because I think Faith has some stuff going on there, too. I think she's a bit sensitive. What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, and I want to tell Faith, you can put your necklace back on. It is not haunted.
Thanks for having us, you guys. We had a great time.
Great. Thank you.